to, I'm going to let Minister Berry go forth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister. It's your time.
Good morning. I am proud to announce that I have now been with this proud prayer group for a year.
Wow.
Doing the best I can, doing the best I can for the Lord.
You are helping us. Thank you.
This morning, my prayer topic is Genesis 50 and 20, which reads, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save many people." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today as one body, one faith, and one family. We gather under your grace, grateful for your divine wisdom that transforms pain into purpose and tragedy into testimony. Lord, we open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to receive understanding from Genesis 15 and 20. Your holy reminder that even in betrayal, brokenness, and burden, you are still in control. Father God, your word teaches us through the story of Joseph, a young man betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused, and forgotten in prison. Yet through all of it, you were weaving a divine pattern. Joseph's suffering wasn't the end. It was the preparation. What seemed like destruction was actually direction. What appeared to be rejection was redirection. Lord God, help us to see the same truth in our lives. When people lie on us, when we're overlooked, when doors close, and when we feel abandoned, remind us that you are not absent. You are aligning events beyond what we can see. What others intend for our downfall, you are designing for our development. As I say this with you all, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. That was Joseph's message to his brothers. We declare this not as a phrase of defeat, but as a proclamation of victory. Father God, we believe that your goodness cannot be canceled by human evil. We believe that divine destiny cannot be derailed by human deceit. Father God, we acknowledge that there have been moments when we didn't understand your plan. Times when we cried out, "Why me, Lord?" When betrayal cut deep, when loss felt unbearable, when life felt unfair. But now we pause to thank you for every pit that positioned us, every prison that prepared us, and every problem that pushed us toward our promise. As we look through the rearview mirror of life, we may not have understood what we were going through then, but now we know exactly what was taking place. Father God, you showed us through Joseph that every chapter matters. Without the pit that we went through, there would be no palace. Without the betrayal, there would be no blessing. Without the suffering, there would be no saving of nations. So we thank you. We thank you for the process, even when it hurts. Father God, help us understand this mystery, that you do not cause evil, but you can use evil. You do not design cruelty, but you can transform it into compassion. You do not plan pain, but you can produce power through it. When the enemy attacks our peace, you build our endurance. When people plot against our name, you strengthen our character. When storms rise up, you teach us to stand in faith rather than fear. Father God, we see that in Joseph's life. You were never late. Every step, every delay, every disappointment was part of divine timing. Lord God, increase our comprehension so we may understand what looks like loss is sometimes your lesson, and what feels like punishment is often preparation for promotion. Lord God, we thank you for the people who tried to break us, because they pushed us to pray even harder. Father God, we thank you for the setbacks, because they taught us to rely on your strength and not our own. Dear God, we thank you for the nights of tears, because they watered the soil for our next season of joy. Heavenly Father, just as you turned Joseph's betrayal into a blessing for his entire family, turn our trials into testimonies that will feed the faith of others. Let our stories bring hope to those still in the pit. Let our endurance encourage those still in the storm. Let our survival remind others that you always have the final say-so. All thanks be to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, as we take this moment to reflect, we release every grudge, every disappointment, every time we said, why me? We lay them at your feet. We surrender our desire for revenge and replace it with faith in your restoration. For your word says in Romans 8:28, and you know, dear Lord, this is my favorite piece of your scripture and your word. All things work together good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It did not say some things. It said all things. And we thank you for that, God. Father God, restore what was lost. Rebuild what was broken. Revive what was dying. Redeem what the enemy tried to destroy. We pray over every heart on this call that has been wounded by betrayal, rejection, or deceit. Remind us that people's actions do not determine our outcome. Your plan does. Replace bitterness with betterment, anger with anointing, and sorrow with supernatural strength. How, Father God, help us see that the same brothers who sold Joseph would later need the food only Joseph could provide them. That the same people who hurt us may one day need the hope we carry. We have to be careful how we treat people, because we never know. One day they may cross our paths again. Make us mature enough to forgive, wise enough to discern, and humble enough to still help. Lord God, help this group of believers walk together in love, faith, and comprehension. May we not only hear Genesis 15 and 20, but we got to live it. When a friend is hurting, remind us to say, hold on. God is working it for good. When someone loses their job, whisper to them, you're being positioned, not punished. When we see division or despair, let us remember that every story you write ends in redemption. Not some stories, every story. Unify us, Father, as vessels of understanding. Let our shared struggles become shared strength. Let our collective faith become a lighthouse for those still lost in the storm. Lord, you also revealed in Genesis 15 and 20 through the cross, didn't you? Just as Joseph was betrayed by his brothers, Jesus was betrayed by his own people. Just as Joseph was stripped of his coat, Jesus was stripped of his garments. And just as Joseph forgave those who hurt him, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Through the greatest act of evil, the crucifixion, you brought forth the greatest good, our salvation. So today, God, we understand Genesis 15 and 20 is not just a story of survival. It's the blueprint of redemption. Lord God, I believe you are turning it for my good. I believe my pain had a purpose. I believe no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe forgiveness sets me free. I believe you are still in control. Father God, now that we all understand your word, help us to apply it in our lives. When we face betrayal, help us to respond with grace. When we face delay, help us to stay in faith. When we face temptation to quit, remind us that Joseph's dream took years, but it still came to pass. Lord God, build within us the patience to wait for our own palace, the humility to serve while we wait, and the wisdom to see you in every circumstance. Almighty God, we close this prayer with gratitude. What the enemy meant for evil, you have already purposed for good. The enemy cannot curse what you have blessed. The devil cannot undo what you have decreed. Let every listener leave this call with understanding, confidence, and peace. Let the spirit of Joseph rest upon us, a spirit of forgiveness, vision, and favor. Let this prayer become not just words, but revelation that transforms the way we think, live, and love. We seal it now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who turns darkness into light, sorrow into strength, and evil into eternal good. And the people say, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for the precious privilege of praying with you this morning. For those of you all who can't stay for the duration of the hour, may the peace of the Lord be with you. And I will turn it back over to our prayer host, the precious and anointed Pastor Lenore Clark.
All right. Thank you. Lord, be a fence around me every day. What the devil meant for evil, God has turned it around for my good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what the devil meant for evil. Thank you, Minister Barry, for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. We give God praise for you. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. If you have a testimony, hit *5, and I will open the floor for you. Mother Clark, I see that you have a testimony. I'm going to let you testify, but I want you to go fast, less than a minute if at all possible. All right, there you go, Mother Clark.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to go less than a minute. I thank God for being a fence all around me and keeping me, and I wanted to testify to our prayer wars that the Lord is a fence all around me. Because when they found me, it's been about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago now, I was unresponsive. And they worked on me, had to cut my clothes off me, and even a group of saints had gathered outside of my apartment and began to pray. And God brought me back around. He's a fence all around me. I don't know why he loves us so much, but he does. So I wanted my prayer warriors to know that our prayer works. Thank God. Okay, Pastor Lenore.
Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. He is a fence all around us every day, every day. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. All right. I think it's Sister Cynthia's turn. It's Sister Tracy's turn to go forth at this time. Hallelujah. Sister Tracy, you ready?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Lord. You're so worthy. You're so awesome. You're so mighty. I just want to tell the Lord thank you, and also I want to let the Lord know how much I appreciate him. I appreciate him for just giving me the breath of life. I appreciate him for allowing my heart to beat. I appreciate him for giving me the activity of my limbs. And God knows I thank God. I appreciate him for, Lord Jesus, turning around for Mother Clark. I'm just asking each and every one of us to come together, because I was given the scripture to pray of John 8:20, and it reads, Then speak Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. O most holy, gracious God and Father, I come before you this morning. I come before you this morning, Lord, just thanking you for the gift of life. I come before you this morning, Lord Jesus, Oh, God, with my brothers and sisters on the line connecting, coming together in prayer, God. Oh, God, asking you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, the light that we supposed to shine each and every day, God, that you would help us, God, as we go forth throughout the day, Lord Jesus, shining the light before your peoples, God. Help us, God, as we, as your peoples, being a lamp, God, for the path, God, as you guide us, God, in our everyday life, God. We pray, God, that you would just open up our eyes to see the truth, Lord, as we walk in your wisdom, God. Lord, not in darkness or despair, fear or sin, God, but Lord, fill us with your love, Lord. Make us an instrument of your peace, Jesus. Oh, God, when we feel lost or surrounded by darkness, God, strengthen our faith today, God, and renew our strength in you, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to be a beacon of hope for others, God, reflecting your light, Lord, through the word and our actions, God. Help us, oh, God, today, God, as your peoples, Lord, as we go out, Lord Jesus, oh, God, Lord Jesus, into the hedges and highways and compel men and women come unto you, Lord Jesus, that you allow our light to shine, God. Let our light be a testimony, God, of your goodness, God. Oh, God, and be an example, Lord, of your unwavering love, God. Oh, God, guard our heart, God, from all darkness today, God. And fill us, Lord Jesus, with the courage, Lord, to shine, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, the light of brightness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to conquer all, God, today, God. In your name, God, help us as we go forth as your children, God, that we stand up, we stand strong, God, and let the light shine in our life, God, as we go throughout this day, Lord Jesus. Bind everything that's not like you today, God. Oh, God, bind everything, Lord. Bind the hand of the adversary, Lord Jesus. Bind the hand, Lord Jesus, of weakness and darkness, Lord Jesus. Try to come up against your people, God. But allow our light to shine, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, that man can be able to see, Lord, the light that's shining within us, God. Bless us, God, to be a light, Lord, on our jobs, God. Bless us to be a light in our homes, God. Bless us to be a light, God, at the doctor's office, God. Bless us to be a light, God, in the courtrooms, God. Bless us to be a light, God, even sitting in our car at the stop sign, Lord, or even at the light, God. Oh, God, Lord, bless us to be a light, Lord, even in the grocery stores, God. Oh, God, wherever we go, Lord, let our light shine, God. It's a song that we sing in church, Lord Jesus, that, oh, God, help us right now in the name of Jesus. The song said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, God, help us today to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, God, help us today, God. If the light is shining, God, there is no place for darkness, God. As we go forth each and every day, God, as your people, God, that we display the love of Christ as we, Lord Jesus, continue to allow our light to shine, God, that we continue to be what you have called us to be, God. Help us, oh, God, each and every day before we come before you, giving you praise, giving you thanks, giving you honor, showing you how much we appreciate you, how much we love you, how much we adore you, God, that you continue to shine it in our life, God, knowing that we are not worthy, God, but you chose to use us, God, for your instrument, as your servants, God, as your disciples, God, as your workmanship, God. Oh, God, to go out in this world to represent you, God, and as we represent you, Lord, we got to represent you in light, God. Help us today to take control of our flesh, God, that we don't allow it to take control of us, God. Lord, allow us to not make excuses for our flesh in the name of Jesus, God. Help us right now in the name of Jesus. We go forth, God, as your servants today, God. Oh, God, that we, Lord Jesus, stay away from everything that's contrary to your word, God. Stay out of places, Lord, that don't involve you and don't let our light shine, God. Help us, God. Don't be in conversations, God, that's not of you, God. Oh, God, let us know each and every day as we go out our homes or even in our homes, God, that we have to allow that light to shine, God. We be able to give a word to every man, Lord, to every boy, every girl today, God. Help us on this day, God, wherever we go and we be, God. Oh, God, let our light shine, God. Help us, God, not to dwell in darkness, God. Help us in the name of Jesus overflow, Lord Jesus, the brokenness and the damaged places in our hearts, God. Help us, God, to love with grace, God. Oh, God, wash the hurt away, God. Make all things new in us, God. Oh, God, let us be like that mirror, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God, that we will reflect, God, in you in all things, God. Help us to walk in that light, God, where no darkness can overcome us. us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us right now, God. Oh, God, and Lord Jesus, that we're not alone, God, in this world, God. No matter what it seems like, no matter what the circumstance may be like, no matter if we live alone, God, you still love us, God, and you still want that light to shine, God. Help us to never murmur or complain, God, but to be grateful for everything and all things, God. Oh, God, help us right now, God, as we go forth, God. Oh, God, representing you, God. Help us to be mindful, God. Be mindful, God, that the light of Christ is inside of us, God, and we have a responsibility, God, as your ambassadors, God, today, to be also a gift, God, and a privilege, God. It's a gift, God, to be a privilege to represent you, God. Oh, God, help us each and every day, Lord Jesus, as teaching others, God, to walk in the light, God, of your goodness and your righteous, God, and your truth, God, that we be aware, God, of such things, God. Oh, God, help us today, God, as we, Lord Jesus, allow the light to shine bright in our life, God, as we stroll and go throughout the day, God. Help us not to be weary and well-doing, God. Help us right now, God, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, to bind every spirit of darkness right now to come against your peoples right now, God. Help us to be safe and secure and embrace, God, us with your light today, God. Help us to be overcomers, God, of any darkness, God, of this world, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord, as you continue to allow us to go forth, God. Oh, God, that you allow us to be remarkable, God, Lord Jesus, in you, God, today, God. Help us right now, God, as we flee from every darkness, God. Oh, God, help us right now, God, that we have the hope, God, and Lord Jesus, and the peace in you, God. Remove all anxiety, God. Oh, God, discouragement, God. Move all fear out of our life, God, that we go forth to do what you have called us to do, God. We just thank you today for the light, God. We thank you for each and every one on the line today, God, that we could continue to display your light, God, in our life and wherever we go, where we be, God. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I turn this back over to the hands of Pastor Lenore in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is my prayer, Lord, that I pray in every day, that you would guide my footsteps, lest I stumble in the way. Lord, I need you to direct me, all along the way. Oh, Lord, be a grip around me every day. Come on, help me say, please help me.
Yes, we need God's protection. Hallelujah. He is our
against
he is our guide. He is the one that helps us when we're weak. God is always there. All right, people of God, God is our fence. She said, be a light. Be a light. Be a light in dark places. Wherever you go, you are the light of the world. And so the world wants what you have. And all you have to do is shine your light. Be bright and shine your light. As Rihanna say, shine bright like a diamond. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that. All right, people of God, don't forget to go to our website, ekcministries.org. As you're there, there's a lot of information on the site for you to peruse and figure out and check it out and all of that. And so make sure you go to our site. Again, it's ekcministries.org. As you're there, make sure you put in your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. That's a form of you shining your light. The testimonies of the saints will help and strengthen someone. It could even bring somebody to salvation. Just your testimony. You feel like, okay, it's just little old me, and, you know, God did this, that, and the other. Mother Clark said they revived her. She was unresponsive. And the people around in her building sat outside her house praying. So don't forget, the prayers of the saints will strengthen your brethren. The prayers of the saints will save the sick. The prayers of the saints will heal somebody's mind, heal somebody's body, Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. All right, again, don't forget to go to our website, ekcministries.org. As you're there, you can sow your seed. I'm encouraging you all. Today is Wednesday, people of God, and we honor God with a $25 love gift. And so I'm asking you all to go to our website, EKC Ministries, sow your seed of $25, or you can go to our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. All right, Sister Cynthia, it's your turn. You can go forth at this time.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word is Matthew's, the 7th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. And the prayer is, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord, for truly you worthy to be praised. We thank you and we praise you for another day and another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Lord God, standing knowing that you are the God that answer. Because God, you said, Lord, in your word, that if we knock, it will be open unto us, God. But we have to knock. We have to seek after you like never before, God. And so we thank you, God, for the mercy that you show us each and every day. We thank you, God, for being God in our lives, God. We thank you, God, that we can come to you by faith, knowing, God, that if we seek after you, we'll find you, God. If we knock, that door going to be open in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we thank you, God, that we're covered under the blood. And no hurt, harm, or danger just trying to come and destroy us can destroy us in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so, God, you told us to continue to pray without ceasing. And so, God, you honor your word because you always say, give me back my word and watch that I will not honor my word. And so, God, on today, we thank you for honoring your word because you're the God that answers according to your word. And so, God, as we seek, we'll find you, God. As we knock, the door will be open, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, whatever door we know that you open, man can't shut. And, God, we know that every door that you shut, man can't open. And we serve a God that cares about every little thing in our life, no matter what it is, God, you cares. We thank you, God, for the praying saints, God, to know to call on you in a situation when things is going on. Only you have the answer to, God. And so, God, we thank you on this morning for those saints that stood outside our mother's door and began to call out to you, God, because you are the God that healeth thee. You are the God, Lord, that your word don't come back for, but it accomplish what we sent it to do. God, you said if we had faith as a mustard seed, that we could speak to the sycamore tree, be thou cast up and be thou removed into the sea. God, you said, God, that the mustard seed is a little seed, but when it grow up, it's the biggest seed, and it's strong, and the roots is strong, God. And so, God, we have that mustard seed faith where we stand on your word and know that the roots down in the ground is strong and standing on strong foundation, God, standing with all strength, God, that you've given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, knowing that no matter what the sycamore tree is in our lives, we can command it to move in the name of Jesus because you said greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that is in the world. God, you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. On today, God, we thank you for a sound mind, God, because everybody's mind's not sound, God. And they move and they do things that's not of you, Lord, to destroy and bring destruction. But you the God of love, you the God of peace. You're the God of mercy, God. You're the God of another chance. And today, God, we're grateful and we're thankful in our heart, Lord, because you said if there's anything too hard for God, there's nothing too hard for you. Whatever's going on in our lives, God, if we knock, you'll open that door and you'll show us the right way. We'll know what direction to go in. And we won't go left when you told us to go right, and we won't go right when you tell us to go left. But we'll look straight ahead, God, believing you, because we know within our heart that we serve the only true and living God that has the answer to this life, God. We know that we have to open this book. We know we have to search daily because so many things going on around us trying to destroy us. But you said we got to call it done by faith. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so, God, we got to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, calling those things it's not as though they already were. Because God, by sight, it'll literally bring us down. It'll literally destroy us. But if we walk in by faith, and we believe in you at your word, and believing that you're the only God that answers, and you're the only living God. There is no other living God. You're the only living God. And you sent the Holy Spirit to live on the inside that leads us to all truth, not all lies, not all deceptions, but unto all truth. And we thank you, God, on today for all truth, God, that you have led us to. We thank you on today, God, that we're able, God, to worship you, to praise you, to lift you up, God. In the name of Jesus, we're thankful and we're grateful, God, that we have a grateful heart to know, God, that you love us no matter what. And God, when we mess up, we can go to 1 John 1:9, and we can repent and ask for forgiveness, God, and you will forgive us, because your word said that you will forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, when we go days without seeking your face, we ask that you forgive us. Lord, when days go by and we never open your word, we ask, God, that you forgive us and have mercy on our soul, God. And we give you praise and we give you glory and honor, God. And we thank you, God, just for who you are. Knowing, God, that you're there no matter what. Even when we think that you're not there, you're there, God, because you say you're there all the time. And sometimes, God, we be searching for other things, but it's not the right thing. We have to hunger and thirst after righteousness. We have to seek you like never before. We have to stay on our knees, God, because the only way we can defeat the enemy is on our knees. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but wickedness in high places, God. Casting down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When our obedience is fulfilled, we thank you, God, that we're standing in obedience, standing in right standing with you, God. Lifting up clean hands, God, knowing that you hear us and you see us, God. Standing in the wilderness crying out for those that can't cry out for themselves, Lord. Crying out, God, for our children, Lord. Crying out, God, for wisdom and understanding.
not foolishness, God, but wisdom and understanding, wanting to know the right way, the right direction, the right words to say. So, God, when we speak, you will season our mouth, our tongue with salt, God, that we won't say things we shouldn't say because we can't take it back, Lord. And you said, revenge is yours. You shall repay. So we don't have to sit up thinking at night how we're going to repay, how we're going to get them back. We just have to turn it over to you because you're all-knowing, God. You know already what's going on, God. You're fighting our battles for us, God. We have to continue to show the love of Christ. We have to continue, Lord, to call on you and know that no matter what, you got us covered. You see and you hear. You hear, God. Even when we sleep, you hear what they're trying to do. And then, God, you allow us to know. So we don't walk into a trap, God. You allow us to know that you hear and you see and you care. And so, God, whatever they try to do to come against us, it's like the song say, they dig one dish, they better dig two. Because the dish they dig might just be for them, God. Because you know. So, God, we're thankful this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, God. You said that you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, God, on today, I pray that whatever the need is that's on this line, I pray, God, that you will supply. I pray, God, that you will meet the need, whatever it is, God. I pray, God, because you said it by your stripes, we already healed. Every sickness, every disease was nailed on a cross over 2,000 years ago. But, God, I know we have to receive it by faith. So we have to continue to call those things to sign as though they already were. Because, God, we have the words in our mouth. We just have to speak the word out, God, in the name of Jesus. We got to call healing. We got to call life because you said that you come, that we might have life and we have it more abundantly. But you said the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. But we are thankful on today that you came and gave us life and gave us another chance, God, because you are God of a second chance. And we thank you, we praise you. Now I call it done by faith. I fill it under the blood. And I cover it under the blood. And I thank you and I praise you today that you continue to bless Bishop and Sister Lenore, that you continue to supply the need, that you'll continue to open up a window from heaven and pour out a blessing. And Lord, pour all your people out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive. And you'll rebuke the devils because they'll try to come. But you'll rebuke the devils for our sake. And we won't be putting it in pockets with holes. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are y'all here? I'm sorry. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm praying again. I know you will.
Lord, be a fence around me every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that prayer. Hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Thank you, Jesus, for that prayer, Sister Cynthia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Tracy, for that prayer on being a light. And Minister Barry, thank you for the prayer. What God, what the devil meant for evil, God has turned it around for our good. We give God praise for each and every prayer that went forth on this morning. Hallelujah. Hey, people of God, go to our website, ekcministries.org. You can do that. And once you're there, it's a bunch of information there. Go there and just get your information, get your word, whatever you need. You can even go back and get the prayers. If you miss the prayers, you can go back and get that. We put a lot of work into it, and so go forth and be ministered to through our website. Again, that is ekcministries.org. Today is Wednesday. It's Won't He Do It Wednesday. If you have a testimony, hit star 5 right now. Hit star 5 right now, and I'll open up your line so you can testify. But in the meantime, today is Wednesday, and we want you all to support. You sow your seed in good ground. This is definitely good ground, and whatsoever you sow, that you shall also reap. And so I do want you to go to our website again. You can sow your seed there, and you can sow your seed on our Cash App platform. It's $Bishop Eric Clark. All right, people of God, it's my turn to pray. That song with Fred Hammond, Lord Be a Fence Around Me, has blessed me all week so far. And so I'm going to ask the Lord to be our fence. Hallelujah. He is our Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. And so let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. We praise your name, God. Our hearts are full of reverence, God. We lift you up. You are holy, God. You're King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the great I am, God. We lift your name, God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are God of our peace, God. You are King that calms every storm that surrounds us, God. You are our head raiser, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We acknowledge you to be true peace, God. True peace comes from you, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name. You declared in your word, Philippians 4:7, the peace of God, which passes all of our understanding, shall keep your mind through Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being our peace, being our tranquility, God, beyond our understanding, God. You are there, God, through chaos and confusion and turmoil, God. You are there. You are the peace that anchors us, God, that guides us, God, and steadies us in the storms, God. God, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we ask you to release your peace on every household that's represented on this line today, God. God, we ask that you release your peace, God, over family and homes and workplaces and communities, God. Calm every storm, God. Heal every sick body, God. Every financial worry, God. Relationship and strife and anxiety and fear, God. God, we ask you to move, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that your spirit and your grace and your love and your mercy, God, would overshadow us. Give us a spirit of calm. Relax us, God, where we're nervous, where we're frantic, God. God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would break every chain of discord and depression and bitterness and hopelessness, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name against any confusion, God. God, replace it with your divine peace, God. God, be that fence around us, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for your help, God. We trust you, God. We trust your word, God. We cling to your promises, God. Teach us to rest in the knowledge that you are our peace, God. It's nothing of the world, God, but you are our peace, God. You are the Prince of Peace, God, the one who said peace to the storms, God. Hallelujah. When the enemy brings chaos into our minds, into our lives, hallelujah, we are reminded that your peace is the antidote, God. Your presence is our refuge, our comfort, and our strength. Lord, we declare that you are Jehovah Shalom, God. You are our peace, God. God, we thank you, God. Total wholeness and divine well-being, God, is in you, God. God, we thank you. We receive your peace now, God. Peace that guards our heart and mind, God. Peace that gives us joy, God, amidst all of our trials. Peace that our anchors to our in our storms, God. Let peace, God, reign through us, God. God, use we understand your word is peace, God. Your presence is peace, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We refuse to be overwhelmed, God, with chaos, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you are Jehovah Shalom, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for every broken heart, God, restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Every relationship that's tethered and pulled apart, God. God, we pray that you'll bring them back together, God. God, we declare over our lives, God, over our nation, God, that you are Jehovah Shalom. We lift up the United States of America, God, that your kingdom of peace, God, would reign, God. Establish your reign and righteousness right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for our families, our communities, God. God, we ask that your peace would saturate every home, God. Break down walls of division and hatred, God. Deploy your angels to guard every street, every school, every public space, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for your peace. We thank you and we praise you that your peace, which passes all of our understanding, God, let your peace come in like a mighty flood, God. Cover every city, God, every quiet place, God. Quiet the storms, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Holy Spirit, breathe, God. Let your life overtake and overshadow us, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would renew our minds, God. Calm every storm, God. God, reassure us that you are in control, God. Teach us to walk in your peace daily, God. Let us know that you're right there beside us, God. God, we reflect on your glory, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah for your presence and your grace, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for being a constant refuge in times of trouble, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that when we don't know what to do, we can run to you, God. We can come to you, God, and you will lift up a standard against the enemy, God, on our behalf, God, because you are Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace, God. God, we declare that you are the whole package, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that you can wave your hands and things happen, God. You can look in a direction and things happen, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name for being God of gods and King of kings and Lord of lords, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, you have all power in your hand, God. God, we speak peace to those storms in our life right now. We speak peace to those storms that are in our life right now, those that are raging. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. God, you said you have the heart of the king in your hand, and you can turn it whithersoever you will, God. God, we pray that you turn the heart of the king in our favor, God. God, we pray that you would, hallelujah, have divine mercy over your people, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, for the peace of God that passes all of our understanding, God, to come upon us. We woosa in you. We take a deep breath in you, God. Let your peace come upon us because you are Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. We thank you. We magnify you. We give you praise. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're coming in and you're calming the storm. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Yes, we worship God this morning. We give God praise. Again, go to our website, ekcministries.org. As you go there, it's a lot of information on that site. You want to get your word. You want to go back and get your prayer. You want to upload your GPS, or you just want to put your prayer on the prayer so we can pray for you. You can do all of that right there on our website, and as well, you can also give right there on our website. Sow your seed right there, or you can sow it at Cash App, $ Bishop Eric Clark. Don't forget to join us at 9 o'clock on YouTube for our daily bread today. Don't forget again to join us at 9 o'clock on YouTube for our daily bread today. Bishop Clark will be live, and we're praying and we're seeking the Lord. I don't know if you all have been blessed by the daily bread, but I have. The daily bread has been good. Faith to be healed. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. All right, people of God, I'm going